welcome to the CCFR Radio Podcast, your source for news, updates, and stories from the CCFR.
Hey, everybody, welcome to episode 70 of the CCFR Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Rod Giltacka. Thanks for joining me again. Today's podcast brought to you by Vortex, the power of optics. Thanks again to the people over at Vortex Canada for their support of the podcast. And today on the show, it's going to be another quick one. I'm just going to rattle a bunch of stuff off just to keep you informed about what's going on at the CCFR. And it's yet another critical update. A lot of really important things to tell you about. So first thing I want to mention is I didn't ask me anything. Was it last night? Night before? Anyway, I can't remember. In our closed Facebook group. And I thought it was good, and we talked about a lot of important stuff. I apologize for not getting to all the questions because I guess there was so many people in there. I think it was about 300 people on average. It peaked up at around about 380. There were so many people in there that the questions were flying by so fast, and I was trying to do it on my phone. I couldn't hold the questions long enough before they disappeared and other questions went over top of them. And so it was scrolling up and it was scrolling down at times. It was really weird. So anyway, I have not mastered Facebook Live yet, so bear with me on that. But we are doing an Ask Me Anything tomorrow night as part of our annual general meeting. So if you're a member, you've got some kind of notification of that. The 1,000 seats that we had available are already full. But go ahead and register for that anyway, because if someone doesn't show up, the next person in line gets in automatically, probably within the next 10 or within the first 10 to 15 minutes. So it's like a buffer kind of thing. So anyway, if you're interested in that, that will be a lot more organized because the way that Zoom meetings are, it's in the form of a webinar. The way that they are is we can manage those questions a lot better. So anyway, so thanks everybody for showing up to that one, and hopefully I'll see you tomorrow night at the next one. Now, this is really important stuff that I need to talk about. So clubs, businesses, and individuals have been giving money to the CCFR, and we're really grateful for that. We're getting a lot of support. As you guys know, the court case that we launched is the court case to end all court cases. We're going all the way into the Bill of Rights and the Constitution Act, and maybe even, and of course, the charter, and maybe even deeper than that. You know, gun owners, I think a lot of gun owners have been waiting for this forever. No one's ever been big enough to actually launch a lawsuit like this or had the fortitude to carry that through all the way to its conclusion, because it's going to be a long fight. And I think it's something our community needed. So the CCFR did it. And as I said before, I'm not going to repeat everything, but we've hired the best team money can buy to make sure that if our case is winnable, we will win it. And if it's not winnable, then we'll have certainty and know what needs to be done. So anyway, all that to say, it's going to be an incredibly expensive case. I think when we first started it, it was supposed to be somewhere around $1 million. A half $1 million. But because we've added all this extra stuff to it and we want to go all the way, probably be $1 million by the time it's done, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 years from now. But anyway, we're going to talk a lot more about that during the Ask Me Anything tomorrow night. And you'll hear all about it as it progresses. So I have to find a way to pay for that. So people have been very generous to us, and I want to talk about that in a second. But yeah, if you can possibly help out the CCFR and be a part of history, because this is going to be the most historic case ever for gun owners. So if you want to be a part of it, feel free to donate directly to our legal trust by going to firearmrights.ca and click the donate link to the legal challenge. It's in the upper right-hand side if you're on a PC, and should be in the center of the screen if you're on mobile. Okay, now, there are gun clubs and there are individuals that stepped up and really donated significant amounts of money to the CCFR for this, and this is going to help us pay for this case. And these people deserve to be recognized. So I'm going to run through a list really quick. And the individuals, I never got any individuals' permission to say their names or to, you know, reveal that they've donated significant amounts of money to the CCFR. So what I'm going to do is I do want to recognize them, because some of them might want recognition. So I'm just going to use their first name. So in order of the amount of the donation, I'm just going to run through a few names. You ready? When it comes to clubs, Vancouver Island Arms Collectors Association, Sherwood Park Fish and Game Association. Those are the two top donors. So thank you guys so much, and all your members and your executive for really helping us out. A couple of individuals, Guy and James, you know who you are. Thank you so much for your generous donations. And you're going to, you guys are the people that are going to make all this possible. You know, we might do the work, but we can't do it without you. So I really appreciate it. Then at an equal level, you've got Regina Fish and Game League. Thank you to Regina Fish and Game League. This isn't the first time that they've donated to us, so greatly appreciated. Canadian Historical Arms Society, thank you. They've been really in our corner. Club de Tireville Saint-Pierre. I apologize for butchering the name, but thanks very much for their donation. Barry Gun Club, East Elgin Sportsman Association, John and Jim, you know who you are. Thank you for your donations. Wascana Pistol Club, North Peace Rod and Gun Club, Nanaimo Fish and Game Protective Association, Dirt Hills Wildlife Federation, Abbotsford Fish and Game, my old club, Thompson Mountain Sportsman Association, Osceola Fish and Game Club, North Saanich Rod and Gun, Nick and Ian, thank you very much. Great donations there. Hamilton Angling and Hunting, Vancouver Gun Club, Rock Cut Shooting Club, Samantha, thank you. Ipsic, Alberta, Devin Ross, Eastern Ontario Shooting Club, Ipsic, Quebec, thank you. Crumlin Sportsman Association, Fort La Bosse Wildlife Association, Toronto Estonian Rifle and Pistol Club, Lone Butte Fish and Wildlife Association, Jeff, and Jeff knows who he is for sure. Great donation. Thank you, Jeff. Durham Outdoors. I'm going to throw a couple more individuals because these are all large donations. So I just, you know, Bill, Guillaume, Frank, Paul, Wayne, Justin, not the Justin you're thinking. Justin knows who he is. Ken, Glenn, John, Dom, Salvatore, Greg, Edward, Morgan, Fundy Shooting Sports. Thank you. Emmanuel, really appreciate it. Justin, John, another Justin. John, Agassi, Harrison, Rod and Gun Club. Robert, Greg, Dave, Robert, Gregory, Edith, Nathan, Collingwood Rod and Gun Club. Thank you, guys. Josh, Jeremy, Peter, Marathon Rod and Gun Club, and Spectra Power Sports. Thank you. Pinecrest Revolver and Gun Club. Assiniboine District Handgun and Rifle Club. Thank you, guys. And the list goes down from there. So really appreciate everybody that donated. Now, the reason why I bring this up is we can't do anything without people supporting us. Like, and I think it's best said in the letter. You might hear my voice wavering around because I'm looking for my glasses. What the heck did I do with them? Because I want to read you the letter that I created this morning to be sent out to all the people that donated. There they are. And I think it's just the most organized way I can communicate my thoughts. And this is really important. This is sort of a CCFR update in itself. Okay, you ready? Hi, and that's to the individual at the club that is our contact, the club. I said, I'd like to thank you, your executive, and the members of your club for stepping up, especially in hard times, to help us. If you would share this letter with your members, we would be very grateful. We are a small group at the CCFR, and we're doing everything we possibly can to oppose the Liberals and their assault on our community. In the last 45 days, now this is amazing because I never really thought about it because we're pumping out work all the time, right? In the last 45 days, we have launched the largest legal action on behalf of gun owners in Canadian history. We have amassed a social media task force of over 9,000 people organized to overwhelm the online narrative of those who would lie about gun owners. And that's true. It's called the CCFR Action Group. We have leveraged our court case into a $200,000 media campaign to attract the interest of non-gun-owning Canadians to our fight. This includes an article, an infographic, an open letter published in 16 newspapers across the entire country, more than once, by the way. This will be supported by online advertising, a new explainer video, and more. We developed and financed 2 one-hour TV specials for Wild TV and online distribution to tell our side of the story. We are developing another one-hour special for Sportsman Channel and online distribution to air in August. We have sponsored updated television commercials on both Canadian outdoor channels to generate support from hunters to our fight. We posted town hall videos for all 4 Conservative Party candidates to help gun owners make an informed choice in the upcoming leadership election. We represented gun owners in over 70 mainstream media appearances since May 1st. We worked with hunting legend Jim Shockey to create and distribute 3 videos to raise awareness and get hunters involved. These videos have been seen over 500,000 times in just 10 days. And finally, As of June 23rd, the CCFR's Canada Downrange Season 2 will be uploaded to YouTube as a tool to be shared with all Canadians. This is an incredible resource to show non-gun owners what our community and culture really is, despite what the media wants to show them. All of this in the last 45 days. This is possible when you have a dedicated, hardworking team, but it can't happen without support from groups like yours. So thank you for making all this possible. I can't tell you that what we're doing will work. I can only tell you that these kinds of things have never been tried and that doing nothing is not an option. Your donation and the trust you have in us is immensely meaningful. Thank you again. Signed, me. Okay, so, you know, all that to say, that's what the CCFR has done in 45 days. I don't know. I'm not going to say any more about it. Just think about that for a second. And if you can imagine, the CCFR has actually operated at that level for the last few years. And we've done just an incredible amount of things. And again, as I said, right from the beginning, if you guys have been with the CCFR right from day one, as I said, right from the beginning, I can't tell you that what we're doing and the approach that we're taking is going to work. Because nobody knows that, right? If anybody tells you like, oh, you know, this is the way to do it. It's like, well, nobody knows how to do that because the line is, you know, we've lost ground consistently for the past 30 years. So, but, you know, all we know is that a lot of the stuff, that the majority of the stuff that the CCFR does has never been tried, much less never been done. And we need to at least try it before we know that it's not going to work. And we need to at least try it because what else are we going to do? We need to do something. So anyway, it's a tremendous amount of work that we've been doing. And the most important point I want to hit home is none of that stuff is possible without individual gun owners, individual people buying a $40 membership or sending us $10, or in the case of some of the most generous clubs that we the first 10 names that I mentioned in that list, then, you know, that I just mentioned just now, without donors like that, right, from somebody that donates $10 to those people, none of this is possible because it costs money to do a national advertising campaign. It's incredibly expensive, or to make explainer videos, or to launch, you know, enormous lawsuits, like, you know, national class lawsuits that no one else has ever done at that level. You can't do that without money. So anyway, we are working as hard as we possibly can. We are a group of four people working full time over here, and that's the level of production that we're capable of. But anyway, only with your support. So thank you so much for everything everyone's done to support us, and like I say, the trust that you guys give us that we're going to do a good job for you. And yeah, that's just what I wanted to say. Anyway, as you guys may know, the CCFR AGM is coming up this Saturday. If you're a member, you're going to be getting links to attend that online if you want to. And it will also, the link that we send you will also be available for the couple of days past the AGM so that you can catch up on it if you weren't able to view it live. So that's good. And I think that's about it. So I'm going to wrap it up now because I've got a ton of work, almost undoable to do for the rest of today, Friday and Saturday. So I just didn't have time to do a full podcast, but I did want to let you guys know what we're up to and kind of just, I want to stand back and be proud of what our team has accomplished and what we're going to accomplish in the next 45 days. So yeah, it's pretty cool, I think, as a gun owner. Anyway, thanks again, everybody. Again, thank you to Vortex, the power of optics, for sponsoring the podcast. If you want to donate to the Legal Fund, or you want to become a member, or you just want to make a general donation, a donation just to general revenue, you can do that at firearmrights.ca. Don't forget to sign all of the firearm-related petitions out there. They're not closing anytime soon, but if you haven't signed it, get on it. Don't forget, they're going to send you a confirmation email, which you have to respond to, or that big effort of typing your information into that form will not be counted. So always remember that confirmation email is coming and you have to respond to it to be counted. All right, everybody, I'm going to let you go for now. Thanks very much for your support. Keep up the great work, and we will see you next week.
This is another episode of the CCFR Radio Podcast. Remember, if you don't stand up for your own ability to own and use firearms, who will? Join the CCFR or donate right now at www.firearmrights.ca.